everybody. Frank and Jill Show. Jill Farmer, Frank Cusimano, Connor McCarthy here as well. Have you heard of this thing called the Silver Tsunami? It's reshaping America, literally, as baby boomers retire an estimated 83%. That's a big number. Of the roughly 4 million businesses owned by baby boomers are expected to change hands over the next 5 to 10 years. That creates a massive opportunity for people who want to get into business and buy new businesses. And a lot of those baby boomers are discovering that maybe the next generation of people in their families are not interested in taking over the businesses, which is when things do change hands. And here to talk about this and a few other things, we are lucky to have Justin Steer and Rochelle Kahneman here. You guys, Signature Kitchen and Bath, everybody's heard about it for a long time. But you are the new owners representing part of that Silver Tsunami change. Is that right, Justin?
Yeah. First of all, thanks for having us. Really excited to be here.
Thank you.
The part that we discovered was there's over 10,000 baby boomers retiring a day.
Wow.
You know, and so many of them are business owners and small business owners. And if you can't sell the business, the other option is closure. And so we were really excited to continue the legacy and the brand of Signature Kitchen and Bath, and hopefully we can carry it for another 40 years.
And isn't it true on the kitchen and bath, if you do that to your home, you always get it back? I mean, it's like a great financial move.
Kitchens and baths are definitely probably the best move you can make. I do a lot of renovations. I also own K-Build Design. And so there's a lot of things that can be done to a house. Your most valuable pieces are going to be your kitchen and your bathroom to add that value. Now, I would say like immediately, you might not be able to turn. It depends on your house, but you might not be able to turn and get the exact value back out. But there's always value of enjoyment whenever you get to do those spaces in your house. Like what woman walks into her freshly renovated kitchen and doesn't have butterflies every single morning? I don't know that lady.
Sure, for sure. And as you and the bathroom as well, I have to say, I've made the mistake twice now of having my dream kitchen and bathroom right before I sold my house. And I've always sworn
it's the tragedy.
Which was great for the value and it really helped with the resale. But I lost a little bit of that enjoyment that you're talking about.
So many people, they talk about, you know, renovating their houses, you know, to be prepared for the move. Mm-hmm. And they'll be projecting for like, what is that going to cost and the timing of the move? And I always encourage you to give yourself time to enjoy it.
Well, what's like something really cool and exotic you're doing with baths now, with bathrooms?
I mean, one fun thing is putting a bathtub inside of a shower to have more of a wet room.
Really?
And so that's not for every house, you know, but that is something that's different. And
steam showers. I'm learning all about steam showers. That's a hot trend. Towel warmers. I'll get you a towel warmer for sure.
A towel warmer. That is a really good touch. Yeah.
I just finished my basement and I did a steam shower and did the tub in like the whole wet room and made it a steam shower.
How about the heated floors? Are those
very popular as well, especially in those January and February months? It's a great way to make it a little bit easier to walk into that bathroom in the morning.
And Justin, you've traded out sort of the boardroom for countertops, so to speak. And how has it been fun for you to switch gears into this business?
Yeah, and we talked about that silver tsunami. And for me, after 20 years in the corporate world, I was ready to invest in something a little more local, something I could have a little more autonomy with. And this presented a partnership with Rochelle to say, hey, here's a business that we could buy. We could keep the doors open. We could keep the jobs in St. Louis and maybe kind of really change the trajectory of the business. So great legacy with Signature Kitchen and Bath, amazing brand. But we're excited to take it to the next level. So it's been a lot of different hats, Jill, to answer your question. I don't know what I'm going to deal with every day when I walk in, but I'm never bored.
Welcome to owning a business.
And part of your background is the golf world.
Yeah, sports world too, Frank. I was lucky enough to spend time at Winghaven Country Club. I was able to work for the Blues and the Cardinals before I spent 20 years at Verizon. And that
How
sports
old are
marketing
you,
background,
Justin?
I will not reveal that today.
He's not a baby boomer.
Yes,
he swears
yes,
he's not.
But, you know, all along those stops along the way, you learn about the customer experience. You learn about what it's like to run a retail store. And I've been able to transition a lot of those traits to the new business.
And so, Rochelle, do you find that a lot of times when people do the kitchen and the bath and they say, and now I want to do the next thing as well, what's the trend right now for people in their homes?
What I'm seeing right now is because of the interest rates, so many people are staying where they're at. Mm-hmm. And so they're not moving, whereas typically, you know, in years past, we would be looking at new houses. What are we going to do to them? What do we want to change to make it our own? And it might have just been a kitchen or a bathroom. Whereas right now with interest rates, a lot of people are staying put with where they're at. And so they're putting those dollars into their house instead of losing it over an increased home payment every month. And so they might start with a kitchen or a bathroom. I see a lot of people, they'll like pick off that big thing first. And then they'll, you know, there are other things in a house that need to be done. And so it's really dependent on that customer, and it's relative to where they're at. So you could just localize it to one space in your house, or we work with people and go ahead and lay the hardwood floors through the house while we're doing it at the same time. While they're taken apart, just take it all apart and put it back together. But it's situational to every house and, you know, the capacity of what you can handle, because when your house is taken apart, how much of it, you know, can you deal with at the same time?
So COVID was good for the business, right? Because people weren't spending money on travel, or am I reading that wrong?
I mean, there are challenges, a lot of challenges that came from it, because mostly in construction, like prices went up.
Okay.
And so that's a huge supply chain issue. And I mean, but what I found through COVID or following COVID was it affected more new builds than what it did renovations. And so even today, we're in a much stronger standing point to do a renovation in a house. I've been in this industry for 25 years. And basically, you know, you see kind of prices increase over just regularly over 20 years. That's stayed the same for the flooring and the cabinets and the interior products for a renovation. Where it had changed dramatically was on everything for raw building. Mm-hmm. So this is the ticket, is to stick with renovating inside of that space to have the most for your renovation money. Whereas I have people call me every day about building houses, and it doesn't make as much sense right now.
And Frank, to answer your question too on the COVID part, at Signature, we're having people come in all the time. I'm at my house now all the time still, right? I work from home.
Oh, yeah.
I want to have something nice to walk into, everyone, even if it's an office at home or a kitchen at home. So we're getting a lot of that feedback, too, with people being at home still.
And Justin Steer from a Signature Kitchen and Bath. We talked a little bit before about this idea that obviously it's cool to when you take on a new business, to take on one that has an excellent customer service record and good satisfaction of customers. And what you guys can bring to it maybe that wasn't there before is the advanced technology that's changing constantly in this industry.
Joe, that's a great point. I mean, AI is starting to play a role in our everyday operations, digital marketing, different store experiences when people walk in. All that's changing right in front of us.
The design side of things technologically, it's so much easier for me to visualize what could be now thanks to that.
I mean, you're taking pictures with cameras, and then you're turning around having renderings, you know, seconds later, which is really impressive.
Got about a minute left. Rochelle, what percentage of people that come in have an idea, or are you doing the whole thing in terms of this is how I think we can make it work? I mean, people really don't have a clue on how they really want it done, right?
The simplest thing is that you can go on websites like House, H-O-U-Z-Z, or Pinterest and find a picture of an inspiration. Because people, while they don't know exactly what they want for their house, they can find a picture of what they love. They just can't picture it. And so our staff at Signature is amazing at being able to sift through and see what is it that you love, what's that design look that you love, and then being able to make it come to fruition. So it's the best thing is to come in with a concept that you love, and then we're able to bring it to make it a reality.
Justin and Rochelle, thanks so much. You've given us a lot of cool things to think about. Signature Kitchen and Bath, part of the Silver Tsunami. That was a new term to me. I'm glad to
ride that wave.
Have learned it. Riding the wave for sure. We'll be right back after this.